A lot of good work in there today. We talked to the players last night. The big thing we wanted to get accomplished was, we told the when game time comes around September 7th, players play the game and coaches coach the game. And we set it up today where our coaches were up in the press box and some are obviously on the sideline. And our communication system was going to be like it is on a game day. And, I thought overall it operated pretty smoothly. We talked to them about we're looking for guys that can play the game with fundamentals and finish plays. And, it was good to see us get some takeaways. And we also, I think our first drive offensively, we got the ball in the end zone, if I'm not mistaken. And so, I thought there was a lot of good things, certainly some things we need to correct. But
I thought Ryan Tannehill, coach, looked really good. Looked like he made big jumps today from this first few days.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Ryan late last night, and we had, in camp, as Joe, some days the defense kind of seems to have the upper hand or dominate a little bit, or since we're not game planning. And so we've had a couple offensively, we had a couple days that weren't so smooth. But I thought today, overall, it looked like he had pretty good command of what he was doing and decent ball location. So I thought it was a good start.
Your thoughts on the protection today?
I thought it was good overall. There was one or two that I thought obviously could have been better, but I think, from where we were, and I think the big thing was it seems to me, and I'll go back and watch the tape, that for a lot of the time we were able to keep it, maybe gain some yardage on first down, which sometimes hasn't been a strength of ours. So I think overall it looked okay.
Joe, how about Lamar Miller, how he looked, especially in that first drive?
Yeah, he broke some tackles, so you're always looking for a running back. You certainly want to create space for your backs, but you also need to have a back that can make some yards on his own, and it seemed like he did that a little bit today.
Is that the biggest thing he's been missing from his game, is the ability to break tackles?
Well, it's one thing we like him to do more. I mean, he's a guy that's got a lot of skill and talent, and he's got good speed, and he does have elusiveness, and I think that showed up today. And he's even, I think, bounced off a couple runs in camp, where he's had contact. Guys have had a shot at him, but he's been able to keep his balance and keep going, getting yards.
Coach, in your mind, does it look like you rotate some guys in and out on that first-team offense, the offensive line? Is there seven or eight guys that you're really looking at to try to figure it out, or is it about getting them all ready to play?
Yeah. Well, ideally, today was about getting them all ready to play and really giving them 25, 35 reps on tape, as game-like as we could make it. Conditions so we can get an honest evaluation of them. So that was really the goal today. Ideally, Joe, as we move next week and especially the week after, we'd like to kind of, slim it down a little bit and really focus on, like you mentioned, seven or eight guys.
Joe, can you talk about the elements of the offense that we saw today? It looked like the ball was getting out of Ryan's hands into the hands of the playmakers, and they were out there in space against the defenders, just like you guys say that it's designed to do.
Just remember that, Chris. Remember that. As we said before, we're going to be multiple formationally. We're going to have different personnel groups, and we want to be able to spread the field, and we want to be able to attack the field in the running game and the passing game. And, sometimes we had some success in doing that today, and that'll be something that's who we are right now. But it still comes down to, we got to make sure we get the good play up front so we can protect the quarterback and we can have some space for our running backs to run.
Any thoughts on the linebackers today? Anything you noticed about them?
I thought Misi made a couple plays that I noticed. I thought the other guys were solid, but nothing that jumps out at me.
How about the defense as a whole, front and back, and what they were able to do when they got their opportunities?
Yeah, I thought they seemed to take them a little bit to get going. I thought the first move the ball segment where we were just kind of putting the ball down and playing football seemed to maybe we weren't as sharp early, but I thought we kind of played ourselves into the game a little bit, into the scrimmage, and got some takeaways, which was nice to see.
What was the thought process, Shelly Smith? He wasn't on the first team at guard or center.
No, we're just rolling guys around. No real. We're getting guys with different looks and different combinations, and we really in that group. We don't really have a locked and loaded, especially in the interior. We've been moving guys around every day at camp, and that'll probably continue for a little bit.
All right, a couple more things, Joe. This offense is better suited for Ryan, or is it just a different offense? Each one has its own challenge.
No, I think it's just different. I think each one, has its own. As we said before, Dave, to play quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, we're looking for a decision maker, an accurate passer, and a guy that can make some plays. And, he thought the one thing, he threw that nice ball on the move, on that movement pass, which we, Rashard, unfortunately, couldn't keep his hands on. But, no, I think the all the quarterbacks, I don't care what your system is, to me, quarterback plays really If you want to cut it down to three things, those are the three most important in my mind. And so I thought it was today was a good start for
them. Accuracy the first couple of years was.
It got better. We still want more. I mean, I think he certainly improved from year one to year two. What was he, 58 to 60? And we'd like to see that get up into the mid 60s. Ideally, absolutely.
Decision making, I guess you're talking quicker.
A little bit, yeah, and that's all a function. It's kind of tied in together, the decision-making, the play speed. Those two things are really kind of go hand-in-hand.
All right, Perko's last one. Joe, did Charles Clay kind of get dinged up a little bit up there?
I don't really have any. Once we have we've been giving you guys great injury reports, which I'm sure you're thankful for. And if we have any information, we'll certainly give it to you.